This is Family Worship Experience International, a place of worship, word, and intimacy. Join us as we take a walk into the life-changing Word of God with Apostle Jonathan Shekonia.
By the overflow, lift your hands. Bless the name of the Lord. Koma Rasha Malada Makora Sakaya. Tell him how great he is. Oh Lord, you are mighty. Come and lift your hands. Tell him how great he is. Lord, you are mighty. Lord, you are mighty. You are beautiful. Beyond description. Tabaraso Balatabaya. Lembro Soko Balananana Mosha. Oh, great and mighty King, we give you all the glory tonight. Ah, thank you, Lord, for the gift of your presence. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for the Lord in the midst of his people is strong and mighty. We honor and enthrone you tonight. Let your name alone be enthroned. Receive all the praise and the worship. Receive all the adoration. Lord, continually you will be honored, reverenced, and adored in this house. Thank you. You are mighty on your throne. 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 You are mighty on. Can you just whisper to him? You are mighty on your throne. 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 One more time. You are mighty on your throne. 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 Dashinan Gamanan Sarkinal Jana Yanana. The throne is not somewhere far. Gashinan Gamana Yanana Gashinan Gamana Sarkinal Jenna Yanana Gashinan Gamana Yanana Sakin Sarakuna Yanana Yanana Sakin Sarakuna Oh Yana Sakin Sarakuna Oh Yana Yanana Oh, Sarkin Sarakuna Yanana, Yanana. Oh, Father, we thank you tonight. Be enthroned in our midst again and again and again. In Jesus' mighty name we worship. Hallelujah. Are you glad to be in church this evening? Are you sure about that? Please walk around seven people. Welcome them to church with excitement before you take your seat. God bless you. Bless your worship team. Thank you. Come and do that with excitement. Those of you at the overflow, I'm seeing you. bought in the spirit and sure. Alright, please, you can be seated in God's presence. You are welcome in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Good evening, everybody. You are welcome to church. If you are here for the first time, we love you dearly. Thank you for making our time to be with us today. We love you and the Lord bless you. Yes, please celebrate them. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And the Lord bless you. Amen. Amen. All right, we'll go straight into the teaching of God's word. What an atmosphere of God's glory. Bless you, worship team. It has always been like this. Kefi, Masaka, all the time. You know, one of the greatest gifts you have is the gift of God's presence. Please, can you just celebrate the Lord one more time? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's amazing, and to have people who are yielded to be used of the Lord as minstrels and psalmists, the Lord bless you greatly. Amen. Alright, let's go straight to the word of God. I'll be starting a teaching today, and we trust God to wrap up next week. Becoming needed. Becoming needed. Part 1. Last week was miracle service. Hope you were blessed. So today, let's get into the word of God, right? We're balanced people. When you see the power of God, you should know the source of it. Is that true? Yes, when you see the demonstration of the power of God, you should be able to know how this thing can be accessed. Becoming needed. You can bracket valuable. Becoming valuable. You are needed if your life is valuable. There is no way you can be valuable and you are not needed. Ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient world, ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient world. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient world. Second Timothy chapter 2. Becoming needed. Listen, nobody needs you until the problem on ground can answer to your wisdom. Huh? Nobody needs you until the problem on ground answers to the wisdom upon your life. And this is why it's very wrong for you to go around trying to make people know you are around, trying to create awareness of your presence. You are not needed because people know you are around. You are needed because you can answer the question at hand. Hallelujah. This is very important. I want your hearts to be open, because this teaching is a very spiritual teaching, but this will help you even in your career, help you in your job. And it's amazing what the Lord is doing with us. And the building is very strategic. This is what I want you to know. This is not just an attempt to build you to become very spiritual. After becoming spiritual, you should become very needed in this generation. You can be a tongue-talking believer, praying in tongues, fiery believer, but you are not even needed. Hallelujah. No, it is possible that you are very prayerful, but each time there is a challenge, you are not the one they call. They call somebody else. And this is amazing. And this is why our building is very constructive. We don't just teach because we know how to teach. No, we teach what is required for your building. Hallelujah. This is very important. So that after a while, when I look at your life, I should be able to see the reflection of everything you've been learning. How many of you know that your life is built by the information given to you? If you call barrister stand up, this guy is a lawyer. You only call him a lawyer because the information that was put in him was a legal information. Is that true? If everything you were taught in school was related to media and journalism, what would we call you? A journalist. So your configuration, what you become in life, is a reflection of what you've been taught. Hallelujah. What you become is a reflection. And this is why you can see somebody who is looking so nice, but his mindset, the way he thinks, the way he talks, is so bad. Hallelujah. And the desire of the Lord is that you become, the Bible said the heavens is the Lord, but the earth has he given to who? To the sons of men. If the Lord has given you the earth and you are not reigning, there is a problem. Tell yourself, I will become needed in this generation. Beyond praying in tongues. Say it, beyond praying in tongues. I will become needed in this generation. Yeah. Please be seated. God bless you. Becoming needed. If you are empty, if you don't know anything, you are void of knowledge, consistently and perpetually, your generation will ignore you. I mean, they will ignore you again and again. They can like you for talking well, but when you don't know anything, they will ignore you again and again. It is true that nobody is indispensable, but it is also true that not everybody is easily replaceable. Is that true? You can be changed, but the truth is, if you are a man of impact, you are a man of knowledge, you are a man of answers, there is no way you can easily be replaced. I've heard a lot of people say, if you leave this place, God will bring another. That statement is spiritual, but not very true. Let me tell you something. If this guy leaves this place now, it will take us a while to have a keyboardist that is this good. Is that true? Except if somebody has been under training for a while. Is that true? This is why at times it can look like God is so patient with men of God. And I'm not saying this to justify men of God for falling. There are a lot of men of God here and there doing things wrong. But each time they come up again, you tend to see the power of God. And you are confused, wondering, why this guy is falling? We know what he's doing. Why is the power of God? Let me tell you something. It is not easy for God to make one man. Remember the disciples. After Jesus was buried, the Bible says some women ran to the tomb and they had an encounter. And the angel told them, go and tell the disciples to meet me on my way to Galilee. And tell Peter also, look at that statement. Why would Peter be mentioned like that? Tell Peter also to join them, because there was a tendency that Peter was going to withdraw. Is that true? He just betrayed Jesus 3 days back. So he said, tell Peter, I cannot easily replace you in this equation. You are needed. So bring him along. When you become very needed, let me tell you something. People can hate you, but they still need you. They might not like the way you look. They might not like the way you talk. But the problem at hand necessitates your presence. And listen, life is asking a lot of questions. There are all kinds of questions around religion. You look at a believer and say, is this all that there is to Christianity? You look at a church and you are wondering, is this all that there is to church? You look at leadership, people, I mean, there are all kinds of things happening and you're wondering, if this is all leadership is, me, Kai, I'm not a part of this. There are all kinds of questions here and there. And let me tell you something, there are few people that have answers to those questions. The day you join the class of the people that have answers to the questions at hand, where you live does not matter again. People will look for you. This is not a prophecy. They will look for you. Where you live will no longer be a problem. All kinds of questions here and there. And I want to be an answer to this generation. Let me tell you something.
Do you know that looking for money does not make you get money? The best way to have money is to look for problems. Because behind every problem, there is a money. There is a monetary value. The day you find a problem and solve that problem, whether you place a price on that, that problem or not, people will look for you with reward. Naturally reward you. I choose to become needed. It's a personal decision. I want to become needed in this generation. It's been my personal campaign. And I'm here this evening to challenge somebody. Don't just go through life escorting people, and after your years of living here, nobody remembers you for anything. No. Let's take three scriptures before we continue the teaching. 2 Timothy 2:5. Midi, are you there? Can we have it? 2 Timothy 2:5. And if a man strive for mastery, if you are looking for an MSc, he said you are not given except you what? You strive lawfully. There are principles, there are pathways. Unless you strive lawfully, you are not given. That you need a thing does not mean it will be given to you. I've heard a lot of people say life is not fair. Let me tell you something. Life only rewards you for what you brought. If you don't bring anything to the table, you don't take anything. No, you don't take anything. Life will always reward you for what you are carrying in your hands. So if you see a man striving for mastery, he said that man is not crowned until he strives lawfully according to the rules. Second scripture, Daniel. Daniel 5:11. Let's start from 11. All right. There is a man in thy kingdom in whom the spirit of the Holy Ghost. This was when an handwriting appeared on the wall. A hand was writing, and the Bible said the king Belshazzar was distressed and worried because nobody could read this. The magicians could not read it. The astrologers could not read this. And the mother of the king walked in and said, there is a man in your kingdom in whom the spirit of the gods dwell. He said, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him. In whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king. I said thy father made the master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. This guy is not a magician, but he's made the head of magicians. Next verse. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding and interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubt were found in Daniel, whom the king named Belshazzar. Listen, this is what makes you needed. Knowledge, an excellent spirit, wisdom, your ability to interpret. Let me tell you something. Keep the scripture there. A lot of people and almost everybody is walking around with a dream looking for an interpreter. Everybody is carrying a dream. Everybody is pregnant with something. They are looking for anyone that can interpret to them what they are carrying. Carrying purposes. How do I go about this? How do I make this become a reality? Then watch this. He said, now let Daniel be called, and he will show you the interpretation. Go and look for him wherever he is. Bring him, and he will show you the interpretation. I've said it earlier, let me repeat it. When you have the answer, nobody can ignore where you live. Let me tell you something. Do you know that most herbalists don't have posters and banners? Is that true? But do people look for them? I have a question. How do you usually find a herbalist? You've not gone there before? How do you look for them? A man will go and encamp in the bush with an oracle, a coven, and you see intelligent people driving their cars and looking for him. Is that true? I have a question. No banner, no poster, no publicity, no radio, television advert. People look for him. Then look at us believers. We do posters and paste them everywhere. The church is still empty. I have a question. What's happening to us? People are intelligent. When their questions are not answered, you won't see them again. If I come to you for counsel and you tell me nonsense, you think I'll look for you again? You know, I've been amazed. Let me say this because I'm a pastor. Where you see a lot of pastors calling people for prayer, please come, I need to come to your house and pray. Or you come, I need to counsel you. If you truly have the answer, you don't call people. People naturally look for you. Naturally. See, you have to work on yourself. The Bible said this guy was a captive, but the king had to send for him. So your tribe is not a factor. Who your father is doesn't matter. All that is needed and required is that you should have what people are looking for. Hallelujah. Genesis 41. One more scripture. Genesis 41, 14. Or give us from verse 13. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was. He made me, he restored unto my office, and him he hung. Next verse. Then Pharaoh sent, and they called Joseph. Everybody, next line, want to read together. And they brought him hastily out of where? No king will look for you until he has a testimony of what you've done before. What have you done before? Whose dream have you interpreted before? Hastily they brought him out of the dungeon. And the Bible said they shaved him, changed his raiment, and he came before Pharaoh. People don't like you and celebrate you for dressing nice. Is that true? You don't become popular, like I've always said, by having 10 Facebook accounts. Is that true? You can have 3 Facebook accounts and nobody still celebrates you. You will put one post and be angry with all your friends for not liking it. You see, when you have the answer, kings, remember the Bible says, arise, shine, for what? Thy light has come. You see, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And he said, Gentiles shall come. You don't have to call them when your light is shining. They shall come to thy light. Even kings to the brightness of thy rising. Tell yourself, I will become needed in this generation. Say it again, I will become needed in this generation. Yeah. Make yourself valuable. Make yourself valuable. And you are not just needed until certain things are in your life. These are the few things I want to discuss with us. Number one. Few things that make you needed. Number one. Excellence and competence. Excellence and competence. You are needed if you are an excellent person. You are needed if you are competent. This means not just knowing how to do a thing, knowing how to do it very well. Not just knowing how to play the keyboard, knowing how to play it very well. Not just knowing how to make clothes, knowing how to make it very well. Excellence can attract people to your life, but your competence keeps them around you. Your ability to do it well keeps them around you. You must crave for this. Excellence, crave for it with the whole of your heart. Pay the price to have it. And your world will look for you, rewarding you for the sacrifice of getting it. Daniel 6 and verse 1 to 3. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom and 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. Verse 2. And over these three president, of whom Daniel was the first. Out of the three, he was the first. And the prince might give account unto them, and the king should not have damage. The place of our interest, verse 3. Everybody want to read. Then this Daniel was preferred above the president and princes. Why? An excellent spirit was found in him. He was preferred. He was preferred. Brothers and sisters, don't fight for position. Let your competence fight it for you. Don't fight for it. Naturally, when you have it, and the Bible said the king set him over the entire realm. If you are a fashion designer here, ensure that you crave to be the best. Crave to be at the top of it. Never get used to mediocrity. No, never. Don't settle for it. You might start little, but refuse to end where you are. Refuse to remain where you are. If you are a caterer, you should make cake very well. All your cake should not be looking like Eba. Huh? Everybody complain when you make a cake. Everybody complain. Any cloth you make must be adjusted. It's a sign something is lacking. Hallelujah. Or you are a lawyer. Every case you handle, you will lose. No, no. You are a doctor. Everybody you treat must die. He says, seest thou a man diligent? Where? Where will he stand? Before great men. Before great men. English doesn't bring you before great men. No, competence brings you. There are platforms you will never have because you are anointed. You will have them because you are competent. I'm telling you this. We have used tongues to replace for excellence. If I have a company, I won't employ you because you are a Christian. I will employ you because you are gifted. I will employ you because you can do well. You don't use tongues to cover up for your lack of competence. No. No. I've been amazed that a lot of people that can come around, please pray for me. I need a miracle. This is what I do. I need a contract. But what you are doing, you don't do it very well. Let me tell you, this kind of prayers can hardly be answered. Because you've created already a track record of mediocrity. Everything you ever did, people complained. Then he said, they don't like me. Nobody can ignore excellence. The only thing apart from the anointing that breaks ethnic barrier, the only thing that breaks ethnic barrier apart from the anointing is excellence. Wherever it is, you don't ask what's the tribe of the person. You just go there. Hallelujah. Worship team, when you start producing your song, you should produce one and the entire world look for you because of that song. Whether you wrote the song in your tribe, are people not singing Imela abroad? You see white people singing Imela. And the question is, what are you saying? We don't know what the guy is saying. But this song is well arranged. There is an anointing, but the song is well arranged. People are tired. Let me tell you. This world already has so many problems. They won't reward you for adding one. There are numerous problems all around. When you leave here before you get to the road, so many problems. If you specialize in creating more, they will never reward you. Never. Hallelujah. Decide within yourself, I will be a person of excellence. No matter what it costs me. For many of you, you are still very young. Don't walk around trying to register your presence everywhere. No. Sit down and show you get something. Sit down. For me, this is one of my major reasons for not going out for ministrations this year. You know why? I want to sit until my life truly has something. I want to sit. No, I don't want to be part of these people running here and there trying to make... No, no. I want to sit down so that at some point when I call one, 1,000 will answer. It's a dimension where you lift your voice and call one, but 10,000 answer. A level of competence and excellence. Seest thou a man diligent. Upgrade your thinking process. Upgrade the way you perceive things. Never sit around, because the Bible says, as a man thinketh. So listen, you can never become what you've not become in your mind. As he think in his mind, so he becomes. You think it first, you become it first in your mind. Upgrade your life in every area. You've entered into 3-4 relationships, they are not working. There is something wrong with you. Sit down. Everything cannot be wrong with everybody meeting you. No. Excellence. Competence. When you have it, they will look for you. I'm telling you, they will. There is a church called Koza. Is that true? How many of you have been there before? The first day you entered, how did you feel? No, be very honest. Forget about the suit you are wearing. The first day you entered there, you were wearing suit. Were you not confused? You enter and say, my God, what's this? What's this? You didn't even care to ask, what tribe is this man? You've seen something that blew your mind. And guess what the pastor of that church said? He said, if you give me a business and I run it like I run this church, I must succeed. Give me any business. You are a businessman. The front of your shop is nice. Inside is scattered. What's wrong with you? Give me any business. I will run it like I'm running this church. I must succeed in it. Not about being a Christian, but there is something about excellence. It attracts people from everywhere. Everywhere. Don't just keep shouting, I want to become great. Put things in place. You can keep shouting it. There are people who have been here before your arrival. All of them too have plans. I will become this. Check their lives out. Nothing is happening. And listen, if you don't do anything different, you won't get a different result. You won't. No, you won't. You won't. And it should start with your life as a person. For a lot of us, even your room is always very scattered. While coming here this evening, you kept your shoe on your bed. Is that the one you decided not to wear? Where did you keep it? So it is scattered from your room. Come on. So that if somebody wants to follow you after service today to your house, say, no, please, you come tomorrow. Why today? Look for another day. Excellence. Competence. Whatsoever your hand finds to do, what did he say? Do it well. Whatever is worth doing, is just worth doing well. Worth doing well. Excellence. It makes you become needed. Number two. Integrity and sincerity. Integrity. Sincerity. You will always be needed if you're a man of integrity. You will always be needed if you're a man of sincerity. We live in a generation where there are too many crooked people, insincere people, everywhere. Even in relationship, you see people password their phones. Is that true? No, is that true? The guy cannot access the lady's phone, the lady too. If they must access it, they will ask you, what's the pin? He said, give me my phone, let me open it for you. Give me. It's insincerity everywhere. I think some days back I was just praying in my room. I decided to just stand by the window while I was praying in tongues. Then I heard some people passing. He said, see, give me that phone. I must check. Who called you? I said, this is it. You must show me who called you. Let me see the missed call. I said, And that's the person you call your husband? You are marrying a crook? Insincerity everywhere. Let me tell you something. A little sincerity in this generation will make your life different. Believe me, if you have a little sincerity, your life will be distinct. Momentarily they might think you are a stupid person, but eventually you'll be rewarded for it. I'm telling you, you will be. Whether you are a mature person, a pastor, an ordinary believer or something, ensure you decided. I told myself right from time, I will never manipulate people as a pastor. Never. Where I come and I tell you, the Lord is saying this shoe. Come on now. Like the story Pastor Wise told. That was the story I told him in Kefi. One of our dear ladies met a pastor and he asked her, have you ever sown a seed that made you cry? What kind of question is that? He said, if you have never, how much is in your account? She said 70,000. He said, sow everything. And the location is my life. I mean, where the seed must drop. Persuaded the lady and she sold 50,000. She could not sleep for days. Crying every night. No, imagine that. A man of God will just come and tell you, the Lord is telling me you are supposed to buy me this and that and that. All kinds of things happening here. I decided it right from time. I was never going to manipulate people. I was never going to. It's a personal decision. Job said, I will never remove from me my integrity. And listen, don't just be sincere within yourself. People should know of your sincerity. They should know. Job 2 verse 9. The wife of Job told him, do you still retain your integrity? Even the wife knew. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? She knew, even God himself. Have you examined my servant Job? A man of sincerity and integrity. A man that eschews evil. Let me show you two scriptures. This generation we are in, if you are sincere, you won't be rich. Oh, is that it? Proverbs 19:1. Let's answer you with a scripture. Everybody look up. Everybody look up. One, two, read. Stop there. Better is who? This is God talking, that he prefers a poor person that has integrity than a rich, crooked person. Better is the poor. You are sitting quietly, you don't know yet where you're going to be tomorrow. Take this thing I'm saying very serious. Some of our three people, I think, got a job this week. It was a miracle week, miracle jobs here and there. And about three of them called me, Apostle, I just got a job. One was even an oil company. Then I told the person, listen carefully. When you go in there, ensure you are a person of integrity. Create a track record of sincerity and integrity. People should know you for it. No, people should know you. For a lot of people, each time they are looking for a crook who can manipulate things, it's your name they mention. All your friends know you. There's one babe we need to talk somewhere. Say, no, just call this guy. Call AYZ. If he's there, this thing will work. Just call him. They know you for things that are crooked. Then each time there is a need for sincerity, say, no, don't call him. It shouldn't be. It should not be. Proverbs 20. 20 verse 6. Proverbs 20 verse 6. Most men proclaim everyone his goodness. Is that true? But the next line, everybody read. It's not just about a virtuous woman who can find. Even we. Do you understand? A virtuous woman who can find, right? A faithful man that cannot password his phone. Complete the scripture. Who can find? A faithful man who is sincere. Complete it. You can find. Everybody can claim they are good, but look at this. A faithful man. May God give you one. No, not two. May he give you one. Seven are places of interest. Watch this. Verse 7. The just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed. The unjust man walked in crookedness. What happened to his children? They are cursed. There are a lot of people suffering today, not because of their sin, the sins of their father. The man was in a position, he intimidated everybody, frustrated everybody. At this point, a lot of people are considering changing their names. Because anywhere you enter with that name, things don't work. I heard a story of someone who was graduating from NDA. The day they were doing their POP, the commandant was just walking around and then just walking amidst the people, and he saw a young man. He saw his name. Is he the son of this and that person? He said yes. He just held all his badge and all of those things they put and dragged them down. He said, get out of this place. Your father was a wicked man. Your father treated me bad. Get out of this place. The man was no longer alive. The child is suffering it. After 4 years of diligent studies, commitment, and all kinds of punishment, there are a lot of people like that. Decide it now to be a person of integrity. Don't put your children in untold hardship, like a lot of people are suffering now. Parents were never sincere, did all kinds of things here and there. Innocent children grew up, nobody want to help them. Anywhere you enter, people say, are you from that family? We'll get back to you. They will never get back to you again. They are saying, because this man is your father, forget it. Because that man is your uncle, forget it. Decide from now. Do you know if you are so nice, you are a person of integrity, sincerity, at some point people will favor your family, not because of anything. They just want to reward you. Faithful, sincere with your words. There are people, the only thing that is true when they are conversing with you is their greeting. After greeting, the next thing coming is a customized lie. I mean, they don't even have to think before they lie. The thing just drop. There are people who lie. Even Satan will say, "Chai, yeah, this guy is good." See, there are a lot of when they lie, it's like they are flowing in the gift of the Spirit. You were in miracle service, it's like they are flowing in the anointing here and there, power. That's how they lie. Natural is a gift. Natural. Be faithful with your words. Be faithful. Be very sincere. When they give you money, I told our leaders here, I said, if you resign from being a treasurer, if you know you are not faithful with money. Because it is required if you are a treasurer, the kind of money that was, in fact, the exact money should be brought when they ask for it. For a lot of people, you give them money, when you ask for it, it was 1,000. They bring to 200. Then they stand there and they are looking. So, was this the money we gave you? Count it. Is it not complete? Say it's complete. Ah, that's the money now. Whether it's the exact amount or... You see it? Lack of sincerity. You must decide this. Never create a record, a track record of falsehood. No. No. Right now, I hear all kinds of stories. In fact, I heard where a major church in Nigeria was about to buy a land. Some pastors in the ministry went and connived with the agent to add money. Then later they collected the money and they were excited about it. Come on now. Who is deceiving who? See, it happens everywhere. Everybody is claiming to be very smart. If you are dull, you won't get rich in this life. No. Be a man of sincerity. Be a lady of sincerity. You are a man, you are having 3 relationships, you are a crook. You are not the one I'm talking to, the person next to you. Huh? 3 people, or you are a lady, there are 3 people around you. This one is in charge of money. When it comes to money, no, he's good, he gives. Do you want to marry him? I'm still thinking about it. Then this one, he's the one that your parents love. Then the other one, you know it now. Am I the one that's having them? Be a person of integrity, a person of sincerity. You should be known for your words. Hallelujah. If you tell people yes, no matter how inconveniencing, it should be a yes. If you tell people no, it should be a no. Hallelujah. It should be integrity. Number 3. I won't trade you for silver or gold. I won't trade you for riches untold. You are my everything. You are my everything. You are the love of my life. Oh, the hope that I cling, you mean. Oh, more than this world to me, I won't pray. Oh, I won't. Trade you for riches untold. Oh, you are my everything. You are. an atmosphere of genuine love. Genuine love. I'll talk on this a little and then we'll pray. An atmosphere of genuine love. You will be needed. Ah, your generation will value you. When you create around your life an atmosphere of genuine love, sincere love. A lot of people have been wounded. Listen carefully. And what they are looking for is not your money. What they want is your arm. They need your arms to feel secured again. A lot of people have been betrayed. What they are looking for is not a prayer warrior. What they are looking for is love. A lot of people have been accused. A lot of people have gone through all kinds of things. And most of the times it's even from the church. So it's not even a church they are looking for now. They are looking for true love. Hallelujah. If you can make yourself a person of sincere love, I mean, you will always have people around you. Always. Always have people around you. If you notice people are running away from your life, people come into your life 1-2 months, they are not there. They come into your life 1-2 months, they are not there. There is a problem. Check your life. The problem cannot be everybody. Check your life. This is one of the major, and for me, one of my major principles in leadership, that whatever love cannot conquer, nothing else can conquer. Whatever cannot be handled by love, nothing else, not even prayer. Not even prayer. The Bible said, if I pray in tongues, the tongues of men and of angels, and there is no love in me, what am I doing? I'm just making noise. Genuine love. Sincere love. Do you know that Jesus himself, as soon as he resurrected, he was betrayed. As soon as he resurrected, what he was looking for was a genuine love. John 21 from verse 15. The Bible said he met them and then asked Peter, do you love me? Peter said, yes. No, not this one. I mean genuine love. Sincere love. Not the one that you stab me when I leave. No. Lovest thou me. A lot of people truly are looking for where they can be loved. Where they can feel this atmosphere of security. They've gone through so much already. They don't want to fall into another hand where they are betrayed. They have been taken advantage of. And if you can make yourself, especially if you are a leader or you plan to go very far, let me tell you, you are not great because trees know you. You are great because you have people around you. Greatness is only with human beings, not with trees. Hallelujah. Decide it. Genuine love. I need you. You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important. I need you. Look at your neighbor and say, you are important to me. You are important. I need you. I need you. Hallelujah. Because I've always told you that song is not a worship song. Is that true? When we sing, some of you close your eyes. Open your eyes. The song is not for the Lord. The song is for your neighbor. You need him. Somebody is looking for someone to agree with him. Do you know why people commit suicide? There was something they could not confide on anybody with. They were looking for somebody they can trust and talk to. You went around that evening, but the way they were looking at you, they couldn't trust you. So they didn't say anything. Only for you to return and you later heard the person killed himself. What was in your mind? You didn't tell me, but I was with you. Do you think he should trust you? A lot of people have confided on people. They said something to you that nobody is supposed to hear. Only for them to leave there and then guys were gathering and discussing exactly the matter. Check how many people have been betrayed. Even you looking at me, maybe you've been again and again betrayed. There are things I've heard. Let me tell you this. Till I go to be with the Lord, nobody will hear it. There are things I've heard. Till I go to be with the Lord. You are not yet a leader until you discern what to say and what not to say. No. If your problem is your mouth, you'll be delivered this night. Because there are people, anywhere they enter, they say everything. You have to beg them to say it's enough. Have you? No, it's enough. Stop there. We've gotten enough. Create an atmosphere around you of genuine love, sincere love. Let people trust you for once. Let people confide on you for once. Don't say, that's how I am. Anywhere I go, I talk. If you tell me anything, I can't keep it. No. Hallelujah. You will continually chase people out of your life. Continually chase people out of your life. If you don't love them. Because listen, people know when they are truly loved. Is that true? They can perceive genuine love. When they enter a place, they can perceive genuine love. You have to make yourself become that envoy, a carrier of that atmosphere. Genuine, sincere. Not loving people because of what you know you will get from them. No. Loving them sincerely. Hallelujah. It takes sacrifice to love people who don't even love you back. Don't expect everybody to love you back. No. Just position yourself. I'm going to love anyways. I've decided that. That's why after service I will stand here and see everybody. The line can be reaching to outside here. I will stand here and see everybody. It's not like it's easy and cheap, but it's a decision. I will ensure. One time somebody visited our meetings in Kefi, and that was her first time. I didn't even know it was her first time. So she joined the queue with her friend to see me. And as soon as she came, I said, come on, hug me, darling. How are you doing? You could see the shock. There are people who have never heard I love you. When she went back with her friend, she said, is that how your pastor is? Next Friday, I will be there. I will be there. I will be there. As soon as it was Friday, she was telling her, are you not going today? Let's go to family worship. Love. It's not people are angry. People have been betrayed. People are bitter. So many things have happened to them. So many. Hallelujah. Make yourself needed. Make yourself needed. There are certain families, every evening you go there, you see crowd in that house. Is that true? Every evening you enter there, you see people. It's as if it's now a clinic. People keep entering and going out. Meanwhile, there are some houses, only them. Even the children are looking for a way to disown their parents. They are just looking at the guy because they don't have money yet. The day they get a little job, they will tell him, daddy, I've been thinking of leaving this house. Let me go and start out. Do you know the kind of father I plan to be? I plan to be the kind of father that my child will never keep any secret from me. There are a lot of parents. For instance, you looking at me, the first guy that wrote you a love letter, did you show your mother? You know you would have died that day. It's not like you've agreed. It's a proposal they wrote and gave you. For sure, when you would have died that day. Hey, so you've come to a point where they are receiving letter. Kneel down here. And you, for the guy, the first one you wrote, did you show your father for approval? Or for correction? You know he will just kill you. You say, oh, so you've been eating my food for a day like this. He will just kill you. Hallelujah. If you are not treated that way, begin to culture yourself to treat people well. Because you are almost likely to treat people the way you are treated. Believe me, if you were raised in a home where there is no love, your father has never told you, I love you. Anybody that tells you, I love you, you suspect them. That's the generation we live in. In fact, right now, if a guy passed by and greet a lady, the lady is already suspecting him. Is that true? Genuine love is scarce. You just greet a pastor, come back, say, my dear, how are you? Oh, God bless you. And you pass, you come back again. Ah, you are still here, God bless you. The guy says, the way you are greeting me now, I don't even understand. Because everybody now is a suspect. Everybody. Even in church like this, the way we are sitting, not everybody is here. I'm sorry, not you. But you see, people can be suspect everywhere, suspect everywhere. Everywhere. Genuine love is scarce. He said, don't trust anybody. Oh. This world, don't trust anybody. Just trust yourself and that's all. If you hear people talk like that, they themselves are not supposed to be trusted. They themselves are not supposed to be trusted. Hallelujah. If you understand relationship, you will take what I'm saying serious. I told them in Kefa, let me repeat it. Money does not buy everything. The anointing does not buy everything. There are things reserved for relationship. There are things you buy by relationship. There are things you buy via relationship. You don't buy them by money, with money, sorry. No. Decide to value relationships. Decide to respect and love people genuinely. You will be very amazed how your life will turn out. Let me show you two scriptures and then we'll pray. Proverbs 10:12. Love covereth multitude of sins. You see, it's very powerful. Love covereth sins. Give us Matthew 5:43, and then later we'll see 1 John. You have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemies. 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. The people don't love you, you know that they are not on your side. The Bible says, love them. Love them. I shared a story with our workers, and let me share it here. I think the people are even here right now. A very young lady that had a younger brother that was almost like a threat to her. Always fighting. She came and told me, my brother, younger brother is like this and like that. I said, alright, do you serve your younger brother food? He said, me? Serving? Hey. I said, that when you go back home this night, package food, serve him when he comes back from work. Tell him, you're welcome, sir. Please eat. How was work today? He said, sir. Him, sir. I said, just do what I'm asking you to do. Keep your mouth shut and do it. Do you want your brother to be fine? Say yes. So he will come back from work. She will serve him. Say, welcome, sir. How was work today? Did that again the next day. The guy became surprised. I said, invite him to family. She said, he won't come. I know him. When she treated him like that for 1 week, the next Sunday he was in church. Quietly followed to a church. Let me tell you something. The things your prayer have never been able to warn, use love. You've been praying for your father, praying for your mother. Use love. If you've been praying, use love this time around. You will be amazed how things will turn around. A guy came to my house to repair something in Kefi. And then we paid him money, but he went and just used one. Maybe he didn't even use the new one or something. The thing was not working. Then he came to the house and the guys were talking to him. See, sir, you didn't buy this thing. You told us the new one is this. We gave you money. And they were already raking, and I told them, leave this guy. Let him go. So while they were leaving, I said, carry some drink, and then we said, carry and give the guy. He said, which guy? The one that, he said, we are not giving him anything. I said, carry and give him. Do you know, after giving him that drink, it's like the drink started judging him. He himself came back, and corrected what he did. You see it? Love. Right now, he's passing by my house. He'll just pass and say, Pastor, I'm going there. Use love. You will win with love. Arm robbers visited a house. Whether a life story, I don't know, but it's a powerful story anyway. Visited a house at night. Where is your money? The guy said, no, there is money. Keep, just sit down. Eat first. Sit down in the dining. The arm robber sat on the dining. He said, my wife, please serve them. Let them eat. Ah, there's money. You have the money, but eat. We cooked a lot of food in the fridge. We don't They microwave the food. They sat down, they dropped their guns. They ate and drank enough. Then you now ask the worker, so what do you want? I say, want what again? I'm like, we've eaten, we are fine, forget about that money. We are gone. Forget about that money. You see, love. Even the hardest criminal needs somebody to love him. I'm telling you, the hardest criminal. So why not be that person of love? Yes. Yesterday, one of my boys came around with his girlfriend. Girlfriend 16, pregnant, aborted. He said, Daddy, I can't hide it again. Now I'm here. I looked at them. I said, you know, I love you. How will you do this? He was crying. I hugged the two of them, talked to them. They were weeping. Brothers and sisters, you can win people with love. I'm telling you. Do you know that most mistakes people make will shape the message they have for their generation? No, are you aware? The daughter of T.D. Jakes, 13, got pregnant. Now she's an international preacher all around. Anywhere she arrives, she shares her story. It's not even the Bible now. Her story. And people give their life to Christ. It was not funny at that point, but her story has become her message. When people make mistakes, don't be the first to stop them. Don't be the first. Create an environment of love. You should be the first person. Let me ask you a question. The way you are now, if you do something wrong, is there anybody you run to first to confess? For many of you, you are looking at me, you don't have one person like that in your life. It's a proof that genuine people are scarce. If you kill someone now by mistake, who will be the first person you go and tell, I killed somebody. I did something. Who will be the person you will run to? If you don't have anybody, I pray that may God give you one. But the biggest prize that may you become that kind of person they can run to. Very important. Very important. Make yourself become a sukkah for a lot of people. Let them come around you and want to stay. Atmosphere of love. You know why you come to church and you want to stay? Is there an atmosphere of Jesus? Atmosphere of Jesus. Atmosphere of Jesus. Is there atmosphere of Jesus? Atmosphere of Jesus. Is there atmosphere of Jesus? In this atmosphere, no disease incurable. In this nothing is impossible. Hallelujah. 1 John 3. Let's just take 3 verses. So, I mean, 4, then we'll pray. Da 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 da. Yeah, da 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 da. With you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord. 1 John 3:11. Oh, I have. One more time with you, Lord. With you, Lord, I can be and not ashamed. With you, Lord,
I can be open
and have no fear.
I have found in you a friend that I can trust. That is why
for this is the message that ye have heard from the beginning, that ye should love one another. Love one another. Not just loving the Lord. A lot of us have done well by loving the Lord. You love him dearly. You pray, you spend time with him, but this is the part you need to complete the equation with this one. Love one another. I am usually surprised when I see people gossip themselves in church. I'm surprised when I see that in a church there is somebody you don't talk to in a church. And you claim you love the Lord. Watch this. Love one another. Next verse. Quickly, media. Not as Cain that slew, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. Wherefore slew he him? Because his own work were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the word helped you. We know that we have passed from death to life. Why? Because we love. We know that we have passed. So it's like your salvation is being culminated here. You know that you love. I mean, you have passed from death to life if only you love. He that loveth not his brother abided in death. You are just shouting you love the Lord. Look at this. You have to love your brother. Turn to your neighbor. Tell him I love you. Turn to the other person. Tell him I love you. Tell her I love you. And I mean it. But the love of Christ. Before you leave here now. And after service, you stop the person. That thing Apostle said, he was just in the spirit. I be very careful. Whosoever hated his brother is what? You are a killer for hating. Look at this. I hear people say, I hate him. I hate her. I can never over my dead body. I will never forgive. Look at this. He said you are a killer. You are a murderer. If there is somebody you hate for hating, the Bible says you are a murderer. Can you see? This is how serious it is. And ye know that no murderer had eternal life abiding in him. Verse 16. Whereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our own lives for who? John 3:16. Jesus laid down his life. 1 John 3:16. Who is to lay down his life? See it in your Bible. John 3:16. It was Jesus that laid down his life. Now, 1 John 3:16. The one you don't know. You know John 3:16. This one is here. He said, you are the one now that is supposed to lay down your life. Apostle, the person don't love me. Love him like that. The person told me he hates me. Love him like that. This is it. I remember when we started family worship in school. I was heavily persecuted. The persecution was heavy. And sometimes I cried. One time, a man preached with me. Insulted me in the pulpit. I was sitting at the front just like this guy sitting. He was terrible. Said some terrible thing about me. And then after the service, I was about going home. The Lord told me, go and shake him. And hug him. I said, Lord, for what? For what? I reluctantly walked to the person. I went and shook him. I greeted him. Then I left. While I was going home, the Lord said, it's not enough. Go to the court where you pray. Pray for him for 1 hour. I said, Lord, for what? He said, a proof that you've forgiven him and you are not angry. I had to go to the court again. I stood there, prayed for that man. At that point, I realized I was not even angry at the end of the prayer. You can't pray for somebody you don't love. You see it? For me, this is how I was trained. When you come here and you feel the atmosphere of love and whatever you call, brother, it's something that started long ago. Through process, you have to learn to love people. Intentionally. Intentionally. He said, I have a problem with loving people. I don't just... God is love. Is that it? So if you have God in you, you should be able to love. Don't pray in tongues betraying people left, right, center. Don't pray in tongues backbiting people and gossiping people left, right, center. No. You come here now, somebody sitting down with a nice reborn. That's the issue you discuss after the service. This here today, that reborn. She just bought it because of me. What's your business? Hallelujah. Create an environment around your life. An atmosphere of love. That's why this place is called family worship. In a family, you find love. Is that it? It's called family worship. In this atmosphere, nothing is impossible. No disease incurable. In this atmosphere. In this atmosphere, nothing is impossible, and no disease incurable. We're going to do something before we pray. If there is anybody you've decided not to forgive, or there is anybody you know you don't love, right where you sit, you're going to ask the Lord for mercy first. You will release the person from your heart. This is like a clinic this night. Then after this night, you will even meet the person or send the person text. Tell him, I love you and we are friends. So where you are seated right now, while I do this song, think if there is anybody like that, make it right now. I know you are born again. Please do that. In this atmosphere, nothing is impossible. No disease incurable. In this atmosphere, in this atmosphere, la na na no shaladaya, rabare la la, e la da da re da 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 da, sharada re o saya, e la na ba da da. Come on, I don't overflow and show you are talking to the Lord. Ya la da ba de sha da de da ya. Ya da de sha da. Na 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 na. Oh. La na ba ra le sa da ya. La na no se da 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 da. Come on, 30 more seconds. Hallelujah. A man preached a message, sinners in the hands of an angry God. And somebody went and preached the same message, but the title was sinner in the hands of a loving God. More souls were won. Your Father is loving. Yeah. If people come to you having made mistakes, don't be the first to flog them with scriptures. Yet people say open rebuke is better than secret love. Then you stand and insult a person in public, make the person look stupid and use scripture to cover up, trying to hide the one you're going through yourself. No. 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 Create an... Do you know that people who flog nonsense out of people are truly people who have problems? So they use others to justify themselves. Create an environment of love around you. People should run to you and they are fine. People should share things with you and they go back home smiling. Hallelujah. There are people who come to see me here. Let me be very honest. They don't even have anything to say. And I understand. I love it. I'm not trying to complain. I love it. They will come. Alright, so what's happening? Pastor, I just came to. And that's fine. It's called love. It's called love. Why not make your life like that? Make your life like that. Every children in your neighborhood are scared of you. Why? Are you a masquerade? When they see you come, no, these are the things happening. Even your siblings. Create an environment, an atmosphere of genuine, sincere love. I started this revolution in my family. I told you when I was persecuted, that's when my own started. That period, I remember talking to my father on phone and I told him, "Daddy, I love you." He told me, "Thank you." Is that the response to "I love you"? Many of you are like that. A proof you are not familiar with these things. When somebody tells you "I love you," you forward a text that says, "Thank you for the love. Thank you." You are even scared to say "I love you" back. Do you truly love? We're going to pray. Please be on your feet.
In this atmosphere, no disease incurable, nothing is lost, is impossible.
Come and just bless the name of the Lord for tonight.
Shela na na da do, kabare ya da da, la bare na na da da, la da re na na ya, la da da re. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we thank you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Ya na 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 na.
Hallelujah. One prayer tonight and then I'll just minister to a few people and we are done. One prayer. Lord, put in my spirit what will make my generation look for me. You might not know exactly what that thing is. It could be an idea. It could be wisdom. It could be a story. It could be anything. But Lord, put in my spirit that thing that will make my generation look for me. He says, send and bring Joseph from the prison. Send for Daniel. Your generation will look for you. They will send for you. If you have what you are in need of, come on, lift your voice and pray. Lord, put in my spirit. It could be a song. It could be a message. It could be a story. It could be an idea. It could be a business. Lord, put in me what will make me leader in this generation. I refuse to escape people. Shalada barako sobele katina kaya.
Lord, I'm needed in this generation. Lord, I come in the volume of the books. They are written concerning me. I come in the volume of the books. They are written concerning me. Lord, put in my spirit what will make me needed. I refuse to seek for popularity. Just put in my spirit what will make Gentiles come to my life. What will make kings come to my life?
Rabataba Sibalada Babrosa Shabarataba Late Kabayana Shabababa Katabella Gatia Inananano Shalabarata Shabaraton Sopella Gatia Labatia. Come on outside and show your praise. Lord, put in my spirit what will make my generation look for me. What will make my generation look after me? Shadabara selano kadaya. La 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 no samara kabala kabashkambrete. Ratabala sobrate kabala. Shadabara tabala kaproskobele katia. Ratabala kabasoba, ratabala kasim rashoba.
Lord, put in my spirit. Oh dear Lord. Hallelujah. Romans 5 verse 5, the Bible said the love of God is shedded abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. You're going to pray one more. Lord, initiate your love in me and let people feel the overflow of it. Put this love in my spirit and let everyone that come around me drink from the overflow of your love. Initiate me into this love life. Love for you and love for people. Love for you and love for humanity. Love for people and love for the body of Christ. Lift your voice and pray.
With you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed.
Come on and show your praying.
With you, Lord, I can be open and have no fear. I have found in you a friend that I can trust. That is why, Lord, let people drink from the overflow of the love I have for you. I love you, but I love the body of Christ too. I love you and I love humanity. I want to sincerely love people. I want to be a man of integrity and sincerity. I want to be a person of excellence. I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord, I can be open and have no fear. I have found in you a friend that I can trust. Oh, that is why you will remain my great decision. A friend that I can trust. That is why. La ra ba ka ra ba ta na ke. La ta ba ra ta ba ko so be le ne ma la ta ya. La ba ra ta be lo so pra te ke be le de 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 de. Embra sopa la cabarra de la que se da. With you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord, I can be open and have no fear. I have found in you a friend that I can trust. That is why you will remain my great treasure.
Can you just declare with you, Lord?
With you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord, I can be open and have no fear. I have found in you a friend that I can trust. That is why you will remain my great.
Two more times.
With you, Lord. With you, Lord. I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord.
With you, Lord. I can be open and not
ashamed. Oh, I have found in you a friend that I can trust. That is why
That is why.
One more time, just the voices with the strings. With you, Lord.
With you, Lord, I can.
We to Lord,
we to Lord, I can't be lonely, and I'm
lonely. I have no fear.
Oh, Lord, I have found you.
I found you
that I
can trust. That is why. Can you just be still? Lift your hands wherever you are. I see the Lord healing people of emotional hurts and pains. You've gone through so much. This makes you cry again and again and again. The Lord is healing pains. Healing emotional pains. Healing emotional pains. Healing emotional pains. Healing emotional pains. Be healed. 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 And I see the Lord dragging people into a deeper dimension of love. This love will now make you love people more than you've ever imagined. The Lord is drawing people into dimension of strange love with Him. You will love Him and people around you will experience the overflow of it. The overflow of it. The Lord is dragging people into this dimension of fresh love. Deeper love. Deeper love. Deeper love. Deeper dimension of love. Healing wounds. Kalabada dio sada. Labada dio. Shadabada dio sada. Lastly, can you just lift your hands wherever you are? I'm seeing some people that have a lot to do with people. I think these are ministers or people calling to leadership. You have so much to do with people. And right now, the Lord is initiating something in your spirit. You will love people like never before. Wherever you are, the hand of God is going to just come on you. It's like an impartation. Just be still wherever you are. You have so much to do with people, but you have problem with people. God is going to, He's solving an equation. For many of you, the anointing of God is going to find you out as I talk right now. The hand of God is just, help the person there. The hand of God is going to just find you out. There is so much happening. Just help them. I even see somebody at the overflow. At the overflow. You are part of the people I'm talking about. The hand of God is on you. At the overflow. You have so much to do with people. The Lord is solving an equation. He's doing something. You will realize that you now love people more than you used to love them. It's no longer natural. It's a supernatural thing. Supernatural thing. You can't be effective with people. You can't be effective with people if you don't love them. Kabara shoba late braski balata brayata. Bavonza barate ketiaka. Your desire is to love the Lord like never before. Like never before. Right now, may the Lord usher you into that. Wherever you are, may the Lord usher you into that dimension. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. It's the life of someone. I'm singing one more time and the Lord punch people. Falling in love. The Lord bring you into this dimension with Jesus.
Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Was the best thing I've ever done.
Can I pray for everyone tonight? Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice this evening. I declare and decree that this generation will not do without you. Believe me. Even if you've given up on yourself, you've made mistakes that made it look or makes it look like you can't get there again. No, there is an attorney. We have an attorney with God. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. I decree and declare that may your mistakes become your message. May your mistakes become your story. And may that story bring monetary reward to you. Not every story is told for free. There are stories you tell and you are paid for it. I pray in the name of Jesus, may that story bring reward to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Again, I pray that in your life, in your spirit, may God deposit in your spirit, like Joseph, the interpretation to the dreams of men. And may they look for you in this generation. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Whoever is needed in your life, they won't come and live your life again. When they come into your life, the purpose for their coming will be fulfilled. It will be fulfilled in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever has chased people away from you, whether a spiritual factor or a character problem, this night I decree that you drop it in this ground as you go. You drop it on this ground as you leave. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And from now, whatever in your life is reserved for relationships, whatever your prayer cannot handle, your money has not been able to get, I pray from now, may relationships begin to bring it to you. May relationships begin to bring it to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And for everyone who is hurt, or for anyone who is hurt in this place, people have hurt you, you've been betrayed, right now you feel pains, I decree that may that emotional pain be healed. May that emotional pain be healed. May that emotional pain be healed. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Your generation will look for you. Beyond noise and publicity, may your generation look for you. May your generation look for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Can you just lift your hands and bless the Lord for tonight? Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Father, thank you. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Please stand wherever you're standing. Both those outside, just remain standing. And if you are here, you know you are not born again, or you need to rededicate your life to the Lord, wherever you are a mature person, you are a wise person. I want you to resolve in your heart to come back home tonight as the Lord talk to you. And wherever you are in this category, I want you to run out very quick. Your mistakes irrespective, what you've done irrespective, I want you to come out wherever you are, and I want to pray with you wherever you are. Please, can you come? Do we have people like that in this house? Please come. Even if you are outside, don't be the last person to get here. Please come. Please come. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You know you have to rededicate your life. Maybe you were standing with the Lord right now. You can't account for it. Or you want to get born again tonight to love God, to walk with Him afresh. Wherever you are, please come. I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting. If the Lord is talking to you, please respond. Come. I am yours. Oh, and for all. I have just one life, I have just one life. Oh, I am yours, and for all,
keep coming. You're coming from outside. God bless you. I can see you come.
Oh, I have just and it must be. I am yours, O Lord, and for all eternity.
Hallelujah. Nobody condemns you. We love you for responding tonight. While you stand here, can you just talk to the Lord about your life? Tell him, Lord, forgive me. I come back home today. Talk to the Lord personally before I pray with you. Can you just talk to the Lord? Talk to him. There is no point feeling bad for whatever mistakes. There is no point. Just talk to the Lord. Don't even be ashamed of your tears. Just talk to him. Can you now pray after me? Say, dear Jesus, this evening I come to you and I ask for mercy. Forgive me. I believe you died for me. I accept your sacrifice. And today I am a beneficiary. I'm born again. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you for your sons. Thank you for your daughters. I pray for them today. I decree that the grip of sin be broken. Let the grip of sin be broken. Let addictions be broken. From today, I usher you to new levels of grace. May the grace of God keep you, establish you. You won't fall back again. In the name of the Lord Jesus. From now, go and walk with the Lord. Be established. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. God bless you guys. Thank you so much. God bless you. The Lord honor you greatly. And I want you to just take this way. Our people are right outside to attend.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. Keep walking in grace. For additional information, follow us on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/FWEIAJS. Or you could visit us on our Telegram page, Family Worship Experience International. You could contact us on 0817-401-2939.